Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Jackie Perry, your host for the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this wonderful Wednesday. I'm, again, Jackie Perry, your host. I'm with J. Perry & Associates, giving you the formula for business success. I'm also the marketing chair for NABWIC, and I'm very, very excited to have with us today as our guest in the studio, Ms. Robin Donaldson. Now, I'll have to say it is a wonderful Wednesday, and you'll know what I mean by this a little bit later, but it's a wonderful Wednesday because we have the Wonder Woman herself with us today. So let me tell you a little bit about Robin. But, Robin, let me take a moment and just say welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How are you this morning?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good, good. Well, we are so glad that you're able to join us this morning. I wanted to stop for a moment before we get into our interview and just tell you a little bit about Robin before we start. So Robin is a member of course, the NABWIC organization, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and she's owner of Renew Property Solutions, LLC, where her primary function is a real estate developer. Now, as a real estate developer, she has the opportunity to renew, restore, and revitalize the community by purchasing distressed properties. And so when you think about making an impact in the community, changing the face of our of the landscape of the community, that's Robin. She rehabilitates these properties. Then she provides quality living space for homeless veterans and displaced families. Along with this rewarding opportunity to bless many within the community, Robin also is the owner of Empire Business Solutions of Tampa. Now, under this umbrella, Robin is able to assist many people with the lifelong dream of having their credit repaired by offering programs such as credit restoration, credit counseling, home ownership, and real estate investing. This organization also has developed a marketing team to assist individuals who would need assistance in a complete business startup program. Now, we're going to hear a little bit more about Robin from her, but you may also be interested in the fact that Robin has obtained an electrical certification for residential, commercial, and motor controls. She's currently pursuing a degree in architectural design and construction building, as well as studying for her general contractor's license. She is also co-founder of Wonder Woman 2016. And the mission of that group, they wear many capes, and the focus is on youth, health, and the community. They use their adventuresome activities as a platform to empower other women, connect with teens, and live their lives with no limits. Robin, sounds like you live a very boring life. I'm just kidding. But once again, I want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio for NABWIC. We could not have had a better guest this morning. And so as we start off, for our listeners, tell them a little bit more about how you got into the construction industry. And I mentioned some of the training you have acquired, but there may be other things, too, that might be important for them to be aware of. So tell us, how did you get into the construction industry, and tell us a little bit more about your training?
Well, actually, as a child, I was not your average girl, more or less like a little tomboy. I was not into the baby dolls or the tea sets. I was more into building blocks and, you know, wrench sets. So I just have a passion for creating. So that's what sparked me getting into the construction industry. And as you stated, 2015, I'm a CRED alumni, which is the Community Real Estate Development Program at USF, which really gave me my, how can I say, it really ignited a thought process in the way of, you know, renewing the properties, and just helping, really just helping others. So that's basically where I'm at and how I got that start. And as you did mention earlier, I am pursuing my degree in architectural design and construction building, and studying for my general contractor's license as well.
Well, great, and like I said, I know, again, that you have a lot of things going on. Just being a real estate developer is enough in itself, and again, I know under that role, you're impacting the community in many, many ways. But you also have Renew Property Solutions, LLC, so there's another business, and Empire Business Solutions of Tampa Bay. Tell us about those two companies and how they're impacting the community as well.
Well, like you mentioned before, with the Renew Property Solutions, I search out for, you know, distressed properties. I have a wonderful partner. Her name is Katina McClinton, who happens to be a general contractor. She really helped point me in the direction of, shall I say, the rehabbing of the properties. And again, these two businesses, which is Renew and Empire, these two businesses came about because personal dilemmas that I was going through. So I'll say as far as Empire, I wanted to purchase the properties. I wanted to rehab the properties, but I had no financial backing to do so. So therefore, I devised Empire Business Solutions, where I not only help myself, but I help other people with their credit. I also give credit counseling. I give them options, basically, when it comes to real estate investing and home ownership.
So it sounds like when it comes to really building wealth, both for our communities and for individuals, it looks like you have pretty much all of the right solutions in terms of educating people, providing them the venue to move forward with investments, and certainly solving the problem or making available the opportunity for home ownership. I think that's really great. It's really great.
Well, again, I had, I mean, if you look at our culture, well, I'll speak for myself. My household, we've never discussed finance. Either your budget didn't cut it and your credit just didn't get it. So that's a conversation that I think that the community as a whole, a culture as a whole, need to have. And once you understand what your credit can do, once you understand that your credit score is your heartbeat, now you have choices. And then, again, I like to look at Empire Business Solutions as getting that person on the right road. And then Renew Property Solution comes in with, okay, now you have your credit right, your mind right. Let's invest in some property. So I like to think of myself as a one-stop shop.
It certainly does sound that way. Now, this is quite an interesting area, Robin. And individuals on the line might have a question before we go on to the other questions that we have for you as our guest. So I just want to, as we go into this next question, just let anybody know, if you have a question, particularly for Robin, she's in a very, I think, prime area when it comes to, again, helping people restore their credit, helping people find capital, then helping them with investment. So if you have questions of Robin, then get ready. All you have to do is press 1 on your telephone, and you will recognize your hand and be able to allow you to ask that question. So, Robin, mm-hmm. while they're getting ready, let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. As I read in your bio, you appear to be an extreme advocate for homelessness, at least yeah. helping to eliminate that. Tell us a little bit more about that. Share with us your heartbeat there.
Well, that passion came from my personal experience. I can say back in 2005, I found myself homeless. And I understand when the only thing that you're thinking about at night or throughout the day is where you're going to lay your head. So after getting myself together, I just became an advocate for the homelessness, and I've gotten with a couple of organizations, like the Homeless Coalition in Tampa. We have many nonprofits, Metropolitan Ministries, that I joined forces with to help combat the homelessness that we do have in the Tampa Bay area, especially with our veterans. I've done everything from, you know, the homeless count to actually helping homeless by means of haircuts, clothing. So, again, that passion for homelessness is stemmed from a personal experience.
Wow, thank you. And I did want you to share that with our listening audience. I think it's wonderful the way in which you use your for-profit ventures, again, mm-hmm. to move into areas of civic responsibility and helping individuals in that area. So I want to thank you for doing that on behalf of the Tampa community. Mm-hmm. I want to stop right now and pause and introduce one other person on our Blog Talk studio team, and that mm-hmm. is Ms. Yvonne Johnson. Yvonne mm-hmm. Johnson is a Jacksonville chapter member. In fact, she's president of our Jacksonville chapter, and she's CEO of Glory Cleaning Services. So I want to welcome Yvonne. Yvonne, can you say hello to our listening audience?
Hey, audience, how y'all doing this morning? And we do have a hand up. Jackie, we have a question from phone number ended in 0184, and they're live.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder helping to build stronger and better lives. How are you this morning?
Wonderful, wonderful, Miss Ann.
Thank you. I have a question for our special guest this morning, Miss Robin Donaldson. Robin, my question, really, I actually have two. And taking into mm-hmm. consideration everything that you shared with us and the great questions proposed by Jackie this morning, can you share with us why NABWIC and what's your favorite book, and how does that relate and connect to helping and or supporting your vision in terms of what you're doing and all the wonderful things in the Tampa area? And I'm going to go back on mute. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Ann, here you go. I would like to first say my favorite book is Think and Grow Rich, because that's a book that just has completely changed my life. But before I expound on that, I would like to allow people to understand where I was coming from before I reached the Think and Grow Rich. I'm someone who has, how can I say, I've been through everything. I've been through everything. I've experienced everything from A to Z. Now I'm talking about from homelessness, drug addiction, to losing my children. So I have always been in search of something better. And, again, with the skills that I do have in the construction industry, with me going to school, I was always looking for a place to belong or something greater than myself. And when I was introduced to NABWIC, everything just made sense. It was just like the glue to the puzzle. And I've also always referenced my association with when a student is ready to learn, the teacher will arrive. And that teacher came in the form of Ms. Ann McNeil, Yvonne, Jackie Perry, Ms. Deborah Thompson, and the Mastermind Group. So when I say Think and Grow Rich is my favorite book, it has really elevated me to so many different levels. And I say that because once I finished reading that book, it was just like the light went on. Everything was in order. It was like click, 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 click. So as a result, my personal development, I'm doing things that I've never done before. Things that I used to do, I abhor those types of things. And, again, I attribute that to my readings and then the interaction that I have with the Mastermind Group. I would like to really just comment on desire because, once again, all of the business ventures, the schooling, those things came as a result of a misfortune. So I took these misfortunes and it became my passions, my calling. So now this is what I'm doing. I can honestly say, like, the first year, the first of the year, I combated my fears. I skydove. I jumped out of a plane 14,000 feet. So as of today, I'm unstoppable. There's nothing that no one can outdo me in because that's the mindset that I'm in now. Reading that book, learning the different principles to think and grow rich, I'm in such a better place. Like I've been fighting smoking cigarettes for over 15 years. After I read a chapter, it was like, you know what? Smoking's for losers. You know, so it's just like so many different things that I have been pondering with. Everything just came into play. Everything just made sense once I did read that book.
Wow. I had to pause there, Robin, because that is quite an amazing story and an amazing journey that you have been on. And thank you for sharing with us the impact that Think and Grow Rich and, you know, other folks have had on that journey. It certainly has made a big, big difference. And actually, this kind of, you know, I used the term again, and I said to our listening audience, you'll understand better as we go on, but I used the term Wonder Woman when I was welcoming them to this wonderful Wednesday. But, Robin, with everything that you mentioned, the homelessness, the addiction, you know, going through the challenge with trying to retain your children, and I can't imagine what else, to overcome all of that, and to achieve all the things that you've been able to do so far, real estate developer, owner of two other companies, you know, acquiring the industry licenses, and then still studying and pursuing your professional development. That is commendable. You do all of this, and I guess, and you're going to tell us what this means, you are Wonder Woman, but you are Wonder Woman 2016. That is the name of a venture that describes what you started this year. So tell us more about Wonder Woman 2016 and what's that all about?
Well, actually, this was an idea that me and my hairstylist, her name is Angie Robinson. It was our birthday month for December, and she came up with the idea to skydive. I said, seriously, skydive? I don't like roller coasters, but I thought it was an opportunity for me to combat my fears. And if anyone has any fears, please skydive. So the concept came from me and her riding. We were just so excited about jumping from a plane. And we had, who was it? It was myself, Angie, Pascal, Cece, and Marie. We all did that on New Year's, and we just thought it was a wonderful idea to form a group because of the feedback that we got on Facebook was amazing. They called me their hero. They wish that they had the balls to jump out of a plane like I did. So we collectively got together and decided, you know, if someone could actually have the courage that we did, how that would affect their self-esteem, how that would how they can be that no limit person. So that was the premise of the Wonder Woman, and this was on the first, and it started with five people, and now we have like over 20 women involved. Wow. In the movement, because that's what it is, a movement, and it's going to show women, you know, stop creating a ceiling for yourself. Mm-hmm. We already wear the capes. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just promoting, you know, self-awareness. We're no limits. And also we've included our children into the process of, or shall I say, in this mission or this movement. So we're just going to use our creative or outlandish adventures as a platform to bring, you know, awareness to women.
Mm-hmm. Wow, no, that sounds great. And when you talk about the fact that this all started and your first goal was to actually go skydiving, to jump out of a plane, yeah, that's living your life with no limits. I love that. That
right.
is great. Robin, we're going to tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you. If they need to talk with you about any of the business enterprises, if they need to learn a little bit more about Wonder Woman 2016, how can they connect with you?
Okay, my telephone number is area code 813-990-7700. That number again is 813-990-7700. Also, you can like us on Facebook under Wonder Woman 2016. I'm very strict on my phone usage, or shall I say I have some boundaries when it comes to my cell phone. So in the event that you're unable to reach me, please leave a message or feel free to email me. And that would be at jrd.renew@gmail.com.
Okay. That's jrd.renew@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, very good. So please be sure to contact Wonder Woman Robin Donaldson if you have any questions, or if you just want to just shout at Robin and say, go girl, you know, you got it going on. Give her some encouragement too. I think that'll be wonderful. That'll be wonderful. Listen, we only have a few minutes left in the show. I want to check with Yvonne to see if there are any other questions out there. Before we ask Robin our last question. Yvonne, we got any questions?
No, not on the line right now. There's no callers.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, let's continue on. I do want to ask you this, Robin. You talked a little bit about Think and Grow Rich, and I want to ask you two additional questions before we go off the air. The concept of Wonder Woman again, you're a full-time student, you're a business owner, you're a parent. How did you do it all? Do we really have to be Wonder Woman in order to make sure that we can meet all the demands and challenges of our day-to-day life?
Well, no, I mean, for me, it's all about my boundaries, my values, what I'm willing to do, what I'm willing not to do. I wake up 3:00 every morning. Every morning. So therefore you just have to have that goal, not the dream. You have to have that goal in place. And my attitude is I have to do it. I mean, I have too many people depending on me for me to not do it. What was the other part of your question?
Yeah, well, just how you do it all? If you have any for our listeners, because as women, many times, just as I like the symbolism you use, we do wear many capes, and so to keep our capes from getting tattered and falling off, you know, maybe there are some tips or some strategies that you can share with us that will give us some insight into how we can hold it all together.
Well, I learned how to delegate responsibilities. But one main thing is I understand that I'm no longer the general manager of the universe, so I can't do all things, and I stay in my lane. I know exactly what it is I want. I know exactly what it's going to take to do it. So if you're not part of the process, then I don't have time for that. And whether the conversations that I have on the phone, the people who I choose to deal with, the music I choose to listen to. So all of those things really have to change. And I think it's most important to understand your values. Now, I listen to a lot of motivational tapes. Actually, that's what I use. I listen to rather than music. And I had to understand that in order for me to be successful, to stay on track, be focused, that I had to change my values. I can't say that I want a six-figure income if I'm not willing to get up in the morning or if I'm reluctant to do this, that, or the third. I just know that I have to do it, and I have my children, my family dependent on me. So to answer that question, yes, I'm very busy. I'm a mom. I do it all. But I know what's important, and defeat is not an option for me.
No, great advice, Robin. No, thanks for sharing in that particular area. With just a few minutes left, Robin, I want you to take a couple of minutes. You've already shared with us about how your boundaries and your values have changed since joining the Mastermind group. Take a couple of minutes and tell us, as a NABWIC member, National Association of Black Women in Construction, I love saying that, as a NABWIC member, what benefits have you received?
My benefits would be I want to answer that question in something that my son had told me. He said, "Mama, all you needed was glass cleaner." So, again, I had all of these ideas and goals in mind. NABWIC just made it possible for me. My greatest benefit was my personal development. If you want to be part of something that's greater than you, if you're wanting to be mentored, if you're wanting to make a difference, I feel NABWIC is the place to be. Because as a student sitting in an architecture class, there's like a big disconnect. So I found my home with NABWIC because now as a student, I have the mentorship to guide me in the right direction. But once again, I can attest that my greatest benefit from NABWIC is that mastermind group, because now I have myself together. My head is right. In business,
right,
personal life, everything else will come for that one reason, because I'm right. My head is right. I listen. I humble myself. I invest in myself. And you may hear a lot of confidence in my voice because that's just what it is. But all this was not – I didn't have this prior to last year this time. I didn't. I was a work in progress. And like I said, when a student is ready to learn, the teacher will arrive. And it came to me in the form of the association that I have with my NABWIC members. And that Think and Grow Rich. I've completed the book once. Now I'm going back to study it. So
Wow, that is great.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to see the person that I'm going to be after this second read this time next year.
Well, that is wonderful. Robin, we have really, really been inspired, and we have really enjoyed having you on the show. as always, the time just runs out so quickly. So we've got to have you back again sometime. But I want to thank you for joining us. As we end the show, though, you've got a lot out of NABWIC. I'm going to have Yvonne's just going to end the show and just tell us a little bit about our dates and location for our annual meeting that's coming up. Yvonne?
Hi. Our annual meeting is going to be next week, January 20th to the 22nd, and we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. So we hope that you'll come out to those meeting. And as Robin said, you know, get inspired and find what you're looking for through the National Association of Black Women in Construction, NABWIC.
And you're going to meet more sensational people like Robin.
Yes. Yeah, so visit our website and register today.
Well, thank you again for joining us. Our show, we're out of time. Tune in again next Wednesday for the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. Have a great Wednesday.
That concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.